at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, or second hour, I should say, of today's show here on this Wednesday, December 17, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Talking about what was going on in Washington regarding the health insurance situation. And this is what the Republicans are upset about. Obamacare. It was supposed to be the Affordable Care Act. Affordable? Not so much. I've had people text me. They're spending anywhere from $900 to $1,000 to $1,200 to $1,500 a month in premiums, plus a $9,000, $10,000, one told me $15,000 deductible. If there was a catastrophic illness, heart attack, cancer, whatever, that they would have to come out of pocket with $9,000, $12,000, $15,000 while paying these high monthly premiums. Well, I got a text message. I'm not going to mention the person's name or city. It says, Randy, this is a very sore subject to me. I'm just sounding off. 61 years old. My health care is $1,200 a month with just a hair over $9,000 in a deductible for the medium plan that I'm currently on. I'm not on any prescriptions, nor do I have any health problem. Well, being 61, I said, have you looked into going on Medicare early? Randy, I'm only 61. I'm trying to wait until I'm 65 or 70. Now, here's what I'm asking you to do. I understand, because the longer you wait to go on Social Security, the longer you wait to go on Medicare, the more your monthly benefit is. It's kind of a little carrot that the Social Security Administration has come up with trying to convince seniors to live longer, you can afford to wait until you're 65, 68, 70 years old. You'll get more benefits per month when you do, in fact, go on Social Security. However, it is potentially available for you to go on it early at a reduced rate. By doing that, you go on Medicare. And you avoid this ridiculous $1,200 a month. $1,200 a month annualizes $14,400. You add in the $9,000 for the deductible, you're up to $23,000. You're looking at almost $2,000 a month that you're responsible for, God forbid, if something happens. Heart attack, or you're diagnosed with cancer, some kind of disease, whatever. I get it. But if you go on Medicare, you go on Social Security early, you stop paying that $1,200 a month, you're not responsible for the $9,000 deductible, and you're basically able to get the coverage. Just something for you to consider. Well, his answer back to me, I understand. Only thing I'm worried about is catastrophic. I can pay office calls for a broken leg or a sniffle, cold here and there. It's the major stuff like heart attack or cancer. Well, I'm thinking about canceling it, investing the money, and rolling the dice. Well, it's up to you. But I'm just saying, you do have some other options. You might want to talk to Social Security Administration and see what you can do. Help offset the costs until you can go on Medicare. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. And point of clarification, just want to make sure I was clear. Maybe I wasn't. What I was saying is he could go on Social Security early to offset his health care costs until he goes on Medicare when he turns 65. I wasn't saying he could go on Medicare early, just Social Security. That's a way to get some additional income to offset his health insurance costs. But I think you need to just keep your powder dry. I believe that this issue is on a drop-dead deadline 2 weeks from today. New Year's Eve, December 31st. Well, guess what? The House Republicans have already said we are not going to extend the tax credits for Obamacare to keep the health insurance premiums on Obamacare lower. They're going to expire. And when they do, the monthly premiums are going to go up. However, the House is taking a test vote today and may be able to pass their health insurance plan to replace Obamacare. It's a completely different ideology, a completely different mode of operandi. It's a completely different plan than what Obamacare is. Instead of giving the money to the health insurance companies to trust them to lower the monthly rates, they're going to give the money directly to the people on health savings accounts with probably somewhat like a bridge card. Same kind of program that they do food stamps with. Here is your credit card, your debit card with X number of dollars on it. Now go and purchase your health insurance. Well, the health insurance companies would then have to compete against one another, and then people could use these cards to pay the monthly premiums. So that's the Republicans' plans. They believe competition will cause prices to go down, open up more types of medical treatment. I got to be honest with you, one that I utilize all the time now that I'm on Medicare is I don't go into my office, my doctor's office anymore. A lot of the people there are sick, some of them not even wearing masks, coughing all over the lobby, coughing all over the waiting room. I don't want to go. So what I've told my primary care physician is I want to do televisits. We have the internet here at the home studio for me to be able to do the show. Well, we hook up a video camera and I meet with my doctor online. I believe the office visit doing telemedicine is like $20. That's it. She asked me how I feel, what's going on, what is the symptoms like, what do you think it is? I tell them what I think. They then concur or they disagree, and she gives me a prescription that I pick up at the pharmacy. I mean, very rarely do I get sick anyway, but when I do, it's usually a sinus infection. Green phlegm and all that kind of stuff, coughing, can barely talk. Well, I get a Z-Pak, I take it for 5 days, and it's gone. And I'm on no medications. I'm in good health other than these shoulders. Every once in a while, I need some goat juice in them. And I go get an injection from my orthopedic surgeon, and it's fixed. So all I can tell you is you have to make that decision yourself. But I got to believe that the House Republicans are going to come up with something. They do not want the Democrats out there hammering the Republicans over people's health insurance costs going up after New Year's. Heading into an election year, 2026, huge election year. Well, the Republicans are going to say, we fixed health care. That's what they're proposing in the House. Got a slim majority in the Senate. If they can get it passed in the Senate, President Trump signs it. It starts January 1st. Just another item on his checklist of things that they were able to accomplish. And if monthly premiums go down, if the cost of health care goes down, he's already working on lowering the cost of prescription drugs. It'll just be another feather in his cap for 2026. So just keep your powder dry and wait and see what happens. Now, lastly, on this story, I'm going to wrap this up. The Senate Democrats, after passing their supplemental, has requested a letter and a legal opinion from the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. What Anthony said was that basically what the Republicans did was bad fiscal policy and terrible governance that undermines the trust in the state budget process. She said organizations made hiring decisions, signed contracts based on budgets that were approved by both chambers and signed by the governor, only to see the funding pulled away after some of the projects were already underway. Now, what is she basing that on? Is there any particular project she can point to? Well, witnesses from across Michigan described what was happening to them. Maggie Varney, founder of Maggie's Wigs for Kids of Michigan, said her nonprofit will lose more than $56,000 from being able to provide custom wigs that have already been ordered for children undergoing cancer treatment. Leaders from youth mental health groups, workforce programs, community colleges warned that staffing, prevention services, and training pipelines are now at risk. Another person testifying, Ben Schudliner, he is the Lansing School Superintendent. He detailed stall construction and public safety concerns, stating that Lansing's district is halfway through rebuilding a track. This is an outdoor running track. that are using state funds that were promised through next year, 2026. And now that faces uncertainty over how they're going to finish the project. Additionally, downriver officials testified that nearly completed regional public safety and workforce headquarters could be delayed despite millions of dollars already spent. Hamtramck Fire Chief Matthew Wazuski said his department signed a contract for a new fire engine after funding was approved, and now faces a potential $900,000 bill without reimbursement. They got a new fire truck. Health and social services leaders also testified. Dr. Mona Hanna of Michigan State University said funding cuts threatened the expansion of the RX Kids Cash Assistance Program. This is money for new mothers and money going toward the care of babies. Dr. Hanner explained that it could affect up to 6,000 families if these funds are cut. Well, finally, Flint Community School Superintendent Crevlin Jones warned that clawing back the funds tied to the Flint water crisis recovery would weaken student mental health and health support projects in the Flint area. Flint water crisis. I thought we settled that with you folks years ago. You're saying you're still getting money from Lansing over that? Well, no wonder the Republicans cut it. The money should have been spent, given to the people years ago. Why the heck is it still sitting in the budget of leftover reserves from the fiscal year 2025 budget? Well, the bottom line is, repeatedly, witnesses said no one from the House Appropriations Committee contacted them before their funding decisions were made last week. Several state senators, including Republicans, expressed concerns that the move could discourage responsible planning by incentivizing rush spending. They went on to say it feels like it creates almost a perverse incentive to blow off all the dollars unless you get them immediately. What does knowing this is a possibility to do is what people agreed to receive future grants, Senator John DeMuth said. Drawing on his background as a contractor, Senator Bumstead said, when you break a contract, that's not how you do business. What we really have in all of this is building based on our word. They got our word that they were going to get the money. They started the projects. They should be paid. Well, Senator Thomas Elbert said as a result of the House Republicans' action, work project authorizations will be more expressly written throughout the original budget document, which is actually a more appropriate way to budget and spend the money. I think the work projects have to be negotiated up front. Well, Democrat Senator Anthony